All right. I want to first say thank you for taking the time out of your day. I appreciate it. I'm sure you're a very busy man, so I will go ahead and get started. Career change can be a very stressful thing for most people. What made you decide to make the change into acting when you did, and to choose something that is as fickle as the entertainment industry?
Well, first of all, I didn't really choose it. Like, I didn't grow up thinking about wanting to be an actor, to be honest. I played music when I was in my 20s, and then I went into business, started a family. So this kind of happened by accident, and I just kind of fell into it, and I started taking some classes and enrolled in ACT while I was living in the Bay Area, and I started to like it, really hit home for me. I realized, hey man, this is something I really want to do. But I didn't know how hard it would be. I mean, there's a lot of complexities, just like in any business, I would think, but it's been a fun ride, and it's been a wild ride, and to be honest with you, I've enjoyed every minute of it.
That's great. So, you may be most known as an actor, but you've also done some writing, producing, directing. What do you like about those different tasks? And is there one you want to explore more, or are you more of a in front of the camera kind of guy going forward?
I really enjoy being in front of the camera. So if I had to choose, like, out of the multiple things that I do, I would probably choose acting and writing as the top two things. The thing I like about acting, obviously, is bringing characters to life or other people's vision, and seeing how it's being interpreted. And then obviously the audience judges you. The writing part of it is fascinating because it allows me to create my own characters, my own world, and sometimes you don't even know where this is all headed, and it just kind of, you start writing, and then all of a sudden it'll take a life of its own. So I've done multiple scripts like that. I've made a few of them into films. I've also produced. Producing can be a very, very challenging job because, everybody's looking to you for answers. You got to put things together. Directing, I also enjoy very much because I understand the actor's perspective. So I kind of know how to get into an actor's head in a sense and direct them. But it's hard to do all of those things. So like I said, if I had to choose one or two, I would say acting as my top and writing probably right afterwards. So
Okay. So you've worked with some very well-known, very successful actors and writers, directors like Denzel Washington, Rob Reiner. Was there anybody that had kind of a significant impact on your career or how you approach it?
From the acting side, obviously, it took me a while to get into a film and go one-on-one with Denzel Washington, who's been kind of my screen idol. And when I met him, my respect factor went like tenfold higher, as a human being. So, just kind of learning from everybody, being on set as an actor, just kind of watching, having a good fortune of working with good directors who have guided me through the process, how I interpret a character, how I deliver a line, and so forth. So that's been kind of an ongoing thing, and it's still an ongoing thing. Every time that I'm on set, I still find new things to learn. And it doesn't matter if it's a seasoned actor that's been doing it for 40 years or someone that's only been around, like, some of the younger actors on Euphoria. So from that side, I'm always learning. Directing, just watching. I worked on Argo. I watched Ben Affleck doing the acting and the directing thing all at once. It was pretty exciting just to kind of watch him go from front of the camera and run into the video village and start looking at the monitors and then go do another take. And just kind of, I like to watch everything on set and just learn as much as I can,
Yeah, and you've worked in like several layers of production size. Like you've done daily TV shows like soap opera, you've done prestige television, you've done films. Is there a particular style you like to work in the most that you find the most conducive to getting the best performance out of you?
Television, for example, if I have a character that's recurring, like I do, for example, on Euphoria and other things that I've done, it allows you to show that character, evolving, if you will, or in various stages of the character's life. So, and that's kind of an ongoing thing. So I love that part of it. Film, you have limited time and you have to be able to bring the character to life in a limited number of days that you have to shoot. But I also enjoy that, and I like the pacing of a film. So for me, honestly, James, it's really the work I doing. I enjoy doing all of it. And when I got cast, I did two soap operas. I think Days of Our Lives, if I'm not mistaken, and General Hospital. And man, once I was on the soap opera, it's on another level. I don't know how some of these actors do it, but you get like one take. You learn your lines, you show up, there's like eight cameras going, and boom, move on to the next scene. So you really have to be prepared. So, you know, I kind of enjoy the work overall. That's my main.
Great. And you've mentioned a little bit, it falls into prestige television. I think right now you are on this current season of Euphoria. What was that process like for you getting cast? And is there a different approach? You're not elderly, but you're an older actor going on to something that is like so Gen Z targeted. How did that feel for you?
It felt great because my kids were like huge fans of the show, you know, and I had seen bits and pieces prior to, you know, so, but I knew right away that this was something very special. And now that I'm a huge fan, not only an actor on the show, but I'm a huge fan. I mean, I could see what all the hype was about. Sam Levinson has created a world that's just amazing, amazing, especially the season three. So being cast in that, the process was, you know, they had given me a choice whether to come in person or do it on tape. I always prefer to go in person whenever possible. And then they liked what I, you know, what I had done. They called me back for a producer session, and then Sam wanted to meet me. And that was that. I mean, right away, he kind of saw me as his character, Naz, whom I portray in season three of Euphoria. And, you know, and it just became this thing. So as an actor that's a little bit older than the regular cast, if you will, I didn't find any difference. You know, I mean, I was like their peer. We were equals. They were very warm and welcoming to me from like the moment one that I stepped foot on set. And it was great to get to know a lot of them. And I've become very, very fond of all of them. And I'm even a bigger fan right now for some of them. I mean, just watching Jacob and Sydney and Zendaya and Maud and, you know, Alexa working and just being one-on-one. I mean, it's like, oh my God, they're really, really good, man. You know, so
outside of being able to go one-on-one with all these actors, what was it about the character that you really enjoyed bringing to life from the page onto screen?
You know, every character in every movie or every script is right from his or her perspective. So I saw Naz, you know, Sam described, you know, who this person is and what the relationship is with Jacob's character, Nate, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, this guy's in the right. He didn't like force this money down Jacob's throat. You know, Jacob wanted to borrow it and now he's in a pickle. So he's doing the right thing. You know, he's got to get his money back just like a bank would when they loan money on a house or something. But it was how he saw this person. And I also brought in some of my own perspective, and he really liked the ideas that I had. And it just became this person that we see on the screen. Really, like my kids have been showing me like all this social media stuff that's going viral with Naz and everything that he's done. So it's hitting a nerve. It's, you know, my kids' friends don't want to borrow money from me anymore. You know, they're saying, hey, your dad's a nice guy, but we're never going to borrow money from him. So
that's a nice unintended perk.
It's been a pretty cool ride.
So
yeah, there you go. You know, it's like, hey, you know, I wanted to lend you the money.
So season three of Euphoria is coming to an end soon. And then next month you have Sugar season two. Were you a fan of that show before auditioning for it, or how did you get exposed to this Apple show?
The show, so I watched season one. I love Colin Farrell's work, everything he does, you know, from this to The Penguin to all of the films he's made. So I was a fan of the show, and then the opportunity showed up in a different character in Sugar season. So people who are used to seeing me or have seen me on Euphoria are going to find me playing a totally different character. That's part of the thing that I love the most. But it was just, you know, and there was a moment where I was actually filming both shows at the same time because they were kind of overlapping to a certain extent. So that was challenging, but I love that kind of stuff, you know. So you go from being this character NASA Euphoria, and then I gotta like turn it off and go be this other person on the sugar. So
Without spoiling anything, is there something we should be on the lookout for your character, or more generally to season two of Sugar?
my character plays, I mean, I don't think it's a big secret. My character plays a boxing trainer. So I'm a boxing trainer in this show. I'm a recurring character, obviously, and I have a prize fighter that I'm training for a big fight, and that's all I can honestly say. But it was a lot of fun. It's something, boxing is something I've done when I was younger. I still hit the bags once in a while when I'm in the gym. So it was fun to be kind of in that world all over again, you know?
Yeah, that's great. That was actually going to be my follow-up. If boxing was new to you, a new world to explore, but sounds like you have some firsthand knowledge to bring to the role. That's great. So
Yeah.
you mentioned you're kind of at times filming both shows at once. I assume Sugar is done or will be done filming very, very soon. What's next for you? Do you know? Are you writing something or do you have another role lined up?
So Sugar was done last year, and it's releasing, I think, in a couple of weeks. Not sure where this is going to air, but it's coming out in mid-June. I've also done two feature films. I'm not at liberty to kind of go into those. They're still in post-production. Let's see how that works out. And as far as your other question, yes, I do have a couple of projects that I've written. One of them were very seriously in development. You know, we've been kind of, I could say it's borderline pre-production in a sense. So we're hoping to see if maybe we can get that off ground in the next couple of months. But I'm excited about that. And yeah, and there's always new things coming my way as an actor. You know, I have agents who are working hard for me and trying to get me opportunities. So there's other things that I've been doing throughout the years. So.
All right, great. Well, I will again thank you for your time. Let everybody know to look forward to you and Sugar and catch the final episode of Euphoria coming up soon. And wish you best of luck in what's coming next. I look forward to seeing the two movies you can't really get into yet and what your roles may be there.
James, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time. I enjoyed our conversation.
And of course, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.